God is a God of love, and he does not teach through fear or use fear in any way. Hello, my name is David Nelms. I have written many articles that provide spiritual insight, and I am happy to share them all with you. Before we begin, please take a moment to clear your thoughts and ask the Holy Spirit to help you see things more clearly. Today's topic is, find out where the Antichrist is. We begin. The Antichrist is the opposite of Christ, thus Antichrist. I will show you where the Antichrist is, but to ensure you see it clearly when I tell you where it is, it would be helpful for you to first take another look at what Jesus Christ represented, so that the Antichrist or Anti-Jesus appears more obvious to you. I believe our Father and Jesus are beings of unfathomable love and forgiveness. There are countless places within the Bible and other texts that makes this apparent. Anything that disagrees with this loving and peaceful concept of our Father and Jesus is from the thoughts of man and does not reflect God's true nature. Jesus spoke of loving your enemies, lending without thought of return, forgiving without being asked, and pursuing a path of peaceful existence. One of his final actions before his death on the cross was to forgive. He forgave because that's what he was, the ultimate example of love and forgiveness. The Christ is loving. The Christ is forgiving. The Christ is patient, and the Christ is understanding. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever, means that he can never be anything less than what he was at his best. You can't dim his light, and you can't have any darkness in the glory of his shining love and peace. On the other hand, the Antichrist would have to be lacking in compassion and lacking in the capacity to forgive unless it somehow served his needs and desires. His forgiveness would be conditional and fleeting. The Antichrist will be a murderer of men, and will do so with a passion. The Antichrist will feel no remorse for his actions because he will so completely believe he is righteous in his cause. Jesus, on the other hand, were he physically with you, would stand between you and the executioner and take the bullet for you. He knows there is no greater act of love than to lay down your life for a brother, so not only would Jesus not allow you to be killed, he would die so that you would not have to. It would not matter to him if you knew him or appeared worthy in the hearts of men. In his heart, he knows we are all the children of God and are all worthy. So anything he were to do would not be a sacrifice, but simply an act of unconditional love for you and all men. The Antichrist, however, would never defend you and will only see you as an enemy if you do not believe what he believes while also following the direction he dictates. The Antichrist will despise all those who disagree with his rules and conditions and label them his enemy, and he will seek out their deaths. Upon killing, he will not consider that he has killed, but will vindicate himself in that his victims were the ones who chose not to believe in him, so therefore they chose to die. However, for the Antichrist, death alone is still not sufficient pain and suffering for his victims. The Antichrist would see to it that their punishment and pain be eternal, because only this might possibly satisfy the sadistic hate within him. On the other hand, Jesus could only love forever, and together with our Father, they could only ever surround us with their warm light of eternal security and blessings. They could only ever love us. They could only ever hold us tenderly and with compassion. They could only ever work with us to see them more clearly, and they could only ever have all the patience and forgiveness that eternity allows. Who or what is Antichrist? The Antichrist is not actually a man, but the spirit of thinking that is currently embraced by millions of people. The Antichrist is in the mind of anyone who embraces the thought that the Christ would return to kill. The Antichrist is in the mind of anyone who embraces the thought that the Christ can be anything other than unconditionally forgiving. The Antichrist is a spirit of thinking embraced by the Christian majority that Jesus can be unforgiving and a killer of men. Their fear of a misguided prophecy has blinded them with such tremendous self-righteousness that they have allowed themselves to believe that Jesus is returning in exactly the opposite manner in which he left. Jesus left loving and forgiving, that is the Christ. They believe he will return as a murderer and punisher, that is, an antichrist. For any Christian who believes Jesus will return as a warrior, leading an army of angels to kill those who do not believe in him, there is a mote in your eye, and it's time to stop pointing out what is wrong with everybody else because you are not seeing clearly at all. You are blind. You think the Prince of Peace is a murderer. You think our all-forgiving Jesus wants to kill billions of people and torment them for all eternity. You think our God of patience and blessings is at war, and you think war and darkness can exist where there is only light. The belief that Jesus will return, as depicted in the book of Revelation, is the spirit of the Antichrist. Christians have become the creators of the thing they most feared, and it's time for them to stop seeing Jesus and God in this way. It's time to step back from the Bible and ignore anything and everything in it that does not show God and Jesus as anything other than loving and forgiving. It's time to step back and see that anything that shows them differently is from the thoughts of men and not from the spirit of light which comes from the Father. There is a second coming of Jesus, and it is happening right now, but it is not a physical event. The second coming of Jesus is a spiritual event. Nothing physical matters. That's what Jesus proved by rising again. This body is a vessel to be used for a time, but it is not who you are. You are a living bright light from God, and our real selves are spirit. Spirit is all that matters, and Jesus made this clear several times, but his words were lost, tainted, and skewed because some of his followers wanted a physical kingdom, as do many modern Christians. This is never going to happen. This is not what Jesus taught, but it is what the hearts of men wanted. What will happen is what is already happening. The spirits within us are awakening, and we are shining our lights and showing our Father and our brother Jesus as the totally loving, forgiving, and shining lights of love they are. Jesus has returned, and this awakening is spiritual, and you will experience it the moment you set aside your beliefs of Jesus and our Father as being anything other than peaceful and loving. Stop for a moment. Is it so hard to fathom that God could just love you simply because he created you, and that he is not looking to punish you for your wrongdoings, but is simply wanting to work with you and help you change the way you behave? He wants us to improve and see him as our true friend and Father. He wants to once again communicate fully with us, and he will work with us for as long as it takes until we all choose to embrace him, because he is loving, and not because we think there is any form of fear or punishment required. Despite what you might think, Jesus and our Father have nothing but compassion for you and are patiently waiting for you to allow them in as loving and forgiving spirits of light that require no conditions be met and no specific words be uttered. They just want you to be part of them again, and they want you to work with them more closely than ever without any fear, threats, or sacrifice of any kind. Above all, Jesus forgives you already for depicting him as an Antichrist. He understands that you simply do not understand. He is not upset or angry in any way. He just wants you to get past this view of him so that real change can once again sweep the world. From now on, instead of spreading the fear of the Antichrist, spread the love and forgiveness of Jesus Christ. Where he says, "No man comes to the Father but through me," it's because everyone needs to know him. Not because he'll kill them otherwise, but because their lives will be so very blessed once they do. Be a part of Jesus' blessings. Be a part of his peace. Be a part of his love. Let Jesus' perfect love cast out your fearful ideas and concepts of him and the future of our world. Open your heart to truth that contains only light, and you will be set free. This article has concluded. To access more articles, please visit the Being Willing website at www.beingwilling.com. That's BEINGWILLING.com. BeingWilling.com. Thank you for allowing me to share this time with you. Have a great day.